RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This podcast is brought to you by The Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to The Village of Bedford Park.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03 on Tuesday afternoon, January 13th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour. I'm Rob Hart. The Noon Business Hour, sponsored by FinishingChicago.com. It's Travel Tuesday. Being asked to switch seats on an airplane can be a hassle and sometimes a real downgrade. We'll cover that in our next segment. But first, for years, fast food was an affordable option, especially if you stuck to value menus. Though over time, prices climb, putting fast food out of reach for many. Now, big chains are responding, including Taco Bell, with a new Lux Value menu featuring items under $3. Joining us to discuss is RJ Hadavi, head of analytical research at the Palo Alto-based foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI. RJ, thank you for joining us today. And this is just the latest in a trend that has been ongoing for 3 years, where the big fast food or fast casual chains have been responding to rising prices by introducing deeply discounted menu items or bringing back some meal deals from the past.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Rob. And I think it's something we saw across 2025. The combination of value, innovation, and nostalgia is something that worked really well. It resonated with consumers. And not a surprise that we're seeing Taco Bell and others bring back value menus. We've really seen prices get out of hand, and that's led to pushback among a lot of lower middle income consumers. So I think a smart move by Taco Bell, particularly because of the innovation behind it. It's not just, you know, everyday products. It's something new and unique and exciting that I think that'll help to drive a lot of visits to Taco Bell in the next couple of months.
Now, Taco Bell is part of the wider Yum Brands portfolio, but I feel like it merits deeper discussion, especially since Taco Bell and other, you know, Mexican style or Mexican inspired food really plays in their playground, and sometimes they run the risk of being crowded out by the Chipotles of the world.
Yeah, it's certainly a category that's growing, something we've seen overall, a lot more players get in the space. So I think the value message, the value menu that they're introducing is certainly a way for them to differentiate themselves from some of the others, particularly at higher price points. So I think this really is an important differentiator as the space has gotten more crowded. You know, not only Mexican, but also chicken, which is a lot of the items on this new menu, too. Another way for them to stand out in what's also increasingly got a crowded space as well.
Well, also, chicken makes plenty of sense on the value menu because that, if you're really looking at price sensitivity when it comes to protein, chicken and pork are the two items that have remained relatively under control, especially in relation to beef, which has taken off in the last year.
Yeah, exactly right. And I think that's why we are seeing a lot of chains anchor their value menu on proteins like chicken and pork. I think that's going to be something as we progress through the next couple of months, we are going to see more value messaging around those proteins, especially in this environment too, where protein itself is a word that companies can use to market. It's something that people are responding to in terms of visits as well. So I think that'll be part of the value messaging as well as we start to see more chains introduce these things.
Now, does every chain have their own value vertical on the menu, as it were, or are there still some holdouts?
You know, generally speaking, I think in the quick service space, you usually have some value option. I think most of the chains in there realize that their customers, again, we do see evidence that lower middle income consumers are under pressure and they're competing more with value grocers like Aldi and others. There needs to be a value message component. So we're seeing more and more of that. The fast casual chains like a Chipotle, a Cava, Sweetgreen, like that, there isn't as much there, but I think even they are starting to realize that there needs to be something from a value perspective, maybe not discounting products, but certainly there needs to be something a little bit more accessible in terms of price points on the menu. So I think that'll be one of the key themes that we see across the limited service restaurant space in 2026.
RJ Hottaby, head of analytical research at Palo Alto-based foot traffic analysis firm Placer AI, thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, dealing with the potential unpleasantness of an airline seat swap.
Money conversation that pays a big dividend. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Being asked to switch airline seats can be awkward and unfair. Airlines discourage it, but you're not required to give up your seat if asked. Joining us with advice on how to handle seat swap pressure is Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University. Joe, thank you for joining us today. Now, as someone who's more or less a Southwest flyer, almost exclusively, Joe, asking to switch seats is not that big of a deal. There's no assigned seating, and if you want to keep your family together, you either ask politely or agree politely because you know what it's like to fly with young children. It's a little more, it's a stickier subject, though, if it's an assigned seat, especially if you paid for that seat assignment.
Oh, yeah, and every year there's a new twist for air travel with behavior of your fellow travelers. This is a new thing that's getting a lot of attention. And the airlines are really troubled by it because they're under so much pressure to get those flights out on time. The last thing they want is an altercation. And we're seeing more passengers just kind of spontaneously say, hey, can you switch seats? I'd like to have that seat to be my partner. And it's really inappropriate because airlines have, you know, need to know who's in what seat for one, for safety reasons. And we have a whole system of allocating who gets what seat, and people do pay for those premium options.
As I say, when it comes to asking someone to switch seats because I'd like to keep my family together, or another parent comes up to you and says, can you guys move over there? I'd like to keep my family together. That seems like a reasonable request, to which most people would say yes. But you run into questions like, I want the window seat. Can we switch? And that's when the etiquette issues really pop up.
Yeah, that's right. And we're seeing a stressful situation on planes to start out with, where you have, you know, checked baggage, it's filling the bins, and flights are not full. Really, airlines are capacity constrained, so every seat is often taken. And it just puts people in an awkward spot. And I think the general advice you give, and Travel and Leisure magazine had a feature on this, saying, you know, really your avoid is de-escalating, saying, yeah, I see why you want to sit there. Unfortunately, I think I need to stay put. You know, and then hear the other person's concern, but politely say no. And you're doing this in a very frenzied environment with people around you. So it's not easy, but I think it's a new headache for air travelers.
How much of this is just part of the COVID hangover? Because, and we've had the research is starting to pop up that even after a year of people just more or less staying inside, isolated, that a lot of antisocial habits they may have picked up during that time, Joe, 5 years ago, are still lingering today. So people be maybe more inclined to escalate a lot faster than they had in the past? Or is this also a situation where a lot of wealth was built up as a result of stimulus checks and home equity valuations and the run-up in equities, and that people who couldn't afford to fly before are doing it now, and they're a little less well-mannered than people who used to fly?
That's a really good point. I mean, travel volumes have inched above pre-pandemic, and even in Chicago, we finally are back to that. But the travel mix has totally changed. I mean, the fewer what I call briefcase-carrying business travelers, you know, are travel pros. They travel light. They know exactly where they're going to sit and so forth. And more people are on a big vacation, and we see alcohol sales way up on planes. And you know, the life of a flight attendant has just gotten difficult during that. And, you know, the higher load factors, too. So even though we're roughly pre-pandemic, the number of seats is less than a lot of routes, so they're going out full. And so these small things. In Southwest, one thing I've noticed, and people start saving seats. They have open seating, so one guy, you know, gets on early and then saves four seats across the row for his family who are in the seat boarding group. And I'm convinced this is partly why Southwest is shifting the reserve seat model.
And of course, if you're a flight attendant trying to adjudicate all of these various seat disputes, you can't sit down as the crew member and you're delaying the plane.
That's right. And then we've heard reports officially that they're told not to intervene if, like on Southwest, that people save seats just because, you know, they have bigger fish to fry, you might say. There's pressure to get that plane out. There's the risk that somebody's going to react. And we're seeing people get cell phones out now and film altercations, you know, which is really turbocharges everything. And the last thing the flight attendants want to do is have that kind of situation where they have to intervene in a shouting match. So they kind of leave it up to passengers to fend for themselves on this. And unfortunately, I think we're going to start to see announcements and reminders for passengers that you must be in your assigned seat.
Joe Sweeterman, professor of public services and director of the Chaddick Institute at DePaul University in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, a huge ticket demand for the Bears' playoff run is bringing out the scammers.
An economy of words. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The Better Business Bureau warning Bears fans about ticket scams ahead of Sunday's playoff game, with fake websites, social media ads, and fraudulent sellers targeting eager fans. We welcome in Steve Burness, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau in Chicago. Steve, thank you for joining us today. And how can you make sure that your ticket source, if you're on the lookout for tickets for the Bears and Rams on Sunday evening, how can you make sure that those ticket sources are legitimate?
Well, thanks for having me on today, Rob. I greatly appreciate it. It's key on this is to deal with verifiable sources, licensed ticket brokers directly, or the Chicago Bears websites. Other than that, if you're buying some on Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or whatever, you're going to get tickets that are not valid and fraudulent and could be fraudulent on you, and you don't want to buy those tickets and then you don't know until you get there. So we just want consumers to beware, just to deal with the licensed ticket broker. If you see all those ads or those pop-ups that appear or Facebook Marketplace, they all have a catch. They want the payment first, and then they'll send you the tickets. And unfortunately, they don't send the tickets, and they get your payment information.
And then speaking of payments, what payment methods are really noticeable red flags, or in the parlance of the BBB, the tip-off to the rip-off?
Well, thank you so much. Yes, it's basically any unconventional payment method. So what I mean by that is either wiring money to somebody, or they ask you to pay for a Cash App or cash itself. People think with Cash App, like the Zelles and the Venmos, you have the same protection afforded you under a credit card, and you don't. So if you willingly give somebody money for tickets, and the tickets are fraudulent or don't exist, the banks are not going to help you. They're not going to give your money back. So credit card is your safest way to purchase tickets online.
And then what has been the volume of calls reporting ripoffs to the BBB so far? Because there have been two heater games at Soldier Field. There was December's game against the Packers. There was last Saturday's game against the Packers, both of which tickets were very much in demand. And did people learn a very valuable lesson, unfortunately, the hard way?
Well, some learned it the hard way, unfortunately. The Bears have said there's hundreds of people that are turned away each and every game recently. And there's more than that don't come forward to complain, and they lose their money. So, yes, it happens all the time. It's a perennial problem. Any type of concert or ball game or football game, and if they get close to the playoffs, the excitement continues, and the scammers capitalize on the excitement and separate you from your money, unfortunately.
Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Chicago. So if you are looking for Bears tickets for Sunday's playoff game against the LA Rams at Soldier Field, don't be left out in the cold by purchasing fraudulent tickets, and look for those red flags. Still ahead on this Travel Tuesday, romantic getaways for Valentine's Day.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon. I'm Rob Hart. The Noon Business Hour continues, sponsored by FinishingChicago.com. Markets are lower today. Joining us to break down today's action on Wall Street is Ken Crawford, Portfolio Manager, Argent Capital in Clayton, Missouri. Ken, thank you for joining us today. And let's begin by talking about the Consumer Price Index report, which came out earlier this morning, that showed that prices rose on a 2.6%. The core CPI, 2.6% year over year, 2.8% for everything else. And what picture does that paint of inflation?
Well, Rob, I think it's a good number. Second month in a row of 2.6% inflation. I think consensus is that that won't drive the Fed to make an action one way or the other. They'll probably look at more data. So good that inflation is becoming more tame, but still above the Fed's goal of 2%.
It seems like the word of the day, or the word of the last couple of days, is stability. That the employment market, based on the December jobs report, is that it's still slow to hire, slow to fire. It's just that people just aren't hiring, but they also aren't really laying workers off either. And that inflation is still in that 2.6, 2.7, 2.8% range.
That's right. And I think in that world, you know, the market is doing what you would expect, which is slowly rising. So I think investors are saying growth is not great, but good. Inflation is not where we want it, but their trajectory continues to be down. So in a world of relative volatility that you talk about every day, not all bad for the stock market.
Some interesting analysis I came across this morning, now that we're nearly 9 months removed from the announcement of those punishing tariffs that were to be imposed on trading partners around the world, that tariff-driven price increases at this stage of the game may not are just the dog that didn't bark. And is that a safe conclusion to draw, or do you still need some more time?
I think some of both. I think for the moment, economists are pleasantly surprised that the tariffs have not had as negative an impact on the economy as they had thought originally. But I think we've got to wait for all of the dust to settle, if and when that will happen. So I think economists are kind of, you know, show me the data, 3 months, 6 months, 12 months from now, but at least so far, we are pleasantly surprised that it's been less impactful than we thought.
And we're also 2 days removed, or nearly two trading days removed from the announcement over the weekend that Fed Chair Jerome Powell was under criminal investigation, which Chairman Powell, he pushed back on Sunday night. And it seems like, once again, the markets are taking a wait-and-see attitude.
I agree. I mean, I think you've seen some Republican senators come out and embrace Fed Chair Powell. You've seen economists embrace him. And I think in general, most investors would like to have the Fed be apolitical, be independent. And they're a little bit worried about the president and his moves to try to affect interest rates and target the Federal Reserve.
Ken Crawford, Portfolio Manager, Argent Capital in Clayton, Missouri. Thank you for joining us today on the Noon Business Hour. Coming up next in Travel Tuesday, a quick getaway might beat flowers and candy this Valentine's Day. We'll talk some great options next.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking. Valentine's Day is just over a month away, and if you don't already have plans, now's the time to book that holiday weekend getaway. Joining us with destination ideas, both close to home and within a few hours' drive, is Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief of SheBuysTravel.com, based in Chicago. Cindy, thank you for joining us today. And before we begin, Cindy, just want to make a little announcement for all the fellas out there in Radio Land. That is, today is January 13th. Valentine's Day is February 14th, so you have 1 month and 1 day to make plans so you can look like a cool customer come February 14th. And how can we help people find that romantic destination?
Well, that was a very nice public service announcement, and I'm sure there are a lot of wives and girlfriends and significant others who appreciate it very much. But let me just give people some quick ideas of great places to stay if you want to take a weekend. What's nice is Valentine's is on a Saturday night this year. So you could actually, for example, book a lovely hotel downtown, come down, have a nice dinner, have a nice stay, sleep in the next morning, have grandma and grandpa watch the kids and really just be together as a couple, which, especially as you know, Rob, if you have little kids, that's always hard to do. Some of my favorite downtown hotels, and the nice thing about staying in your own backyard is you know the neighborhoods, right? If you want to be in Wrigleyville, you can go to the Hotel Zachary, which is lovely. If you want to be downtown, close to Millennium Park, maybe you like to ice skate, so you could stay at the Fairmont. If you like history, stay at the Hilton or the Palmer House. And pretty much all the hotels these will have some sort of a Valentine's Day special, includes breakfast, or you get some chocolate-covered strawberries delivered to your room, or a little champagne, something to make it special for a weekend when you stay downtown.
Yeah, I was going to say, between whether it's going downtown or going to Kohler, which I love, the spa and the American Club, just a beautiful place to disappear for a weekend. Same thing for Michigan City or New Buffalo or Holland. Great getaway destinations within driving distance. But the hotels and the Airbnbs and all of these establishments, they know that you're coming there for Valentine's Day, so they're less inclined to offer any discounts. So what are some tips to pull off that romantic weekend getaway without breaking the bank?
Well, the interesting thing is that, we're in the Midwest, and February in the Midwest is not a very popular time to travel in the Midwest. So the prices aren't as bad as they would be perhaps in the summer. I don't think you're going to get huge sticker shock, but there are any number of ways to do it. I would start by figuring out where you want to go. And I agree, the American Club at Kohler is just one of the most incredible places. They have a terrific Valentine's Day deal that includes a spa treatment and resort credits and things like that, that you would really feel pampered by the time you left. But there are any number of ways to to stay on a budget. I mean, you can curate your own weekend away, right? You can go to your favorite restaurant. You can and then book a hotel. You can even book theater reservations, whatever it is that you guys like to do. I mean, you know, maybe you just really want the nice hotel and you want to stay in the room and concentrate on each other, as opposed to having a big date night where you're outside running around in the cold doing a lot of different things. It's about what works for you as a couple. And then you can tailor your budget and tailor what you're going to do according to what it is you love to do. I mean, honestly, if it was me, I would probably book a room at the Intercontinental on Michigan Avenue and take my swimsuit and go into the basement and spend time in that beautiful pool that they have at the Intercontinental Hotel. It's all about whatever activities you guys enjoy doing together and figuring out a way to really focus on each other. I think budget is always important, but maybe a little less critical when you're talking about a special weekend away.
Yeah, this does feel like in some ways it dovetails nicely with the sleepcation discussion we had several months ago, that as long as it's relaxing and as long as you you just have quality time with your partner, that's the win.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a couple of tips, though, I would say, make sure if you're going to book this, and you want things like a nice dinner and spa, it is Valentine's weekend, so make your reservations. You have a month and one day, as Rob said. Make your reservations as soon as you can to make sure you get the time and the place that you want. If you're going downtown, you can save a lot of money, frankly, if you take the train and leave the car at home, because parking rates at these hotels in the city are ridiculous. Look for the deals that they have, and then compare it a la carte. If they're offering, you know, dinner and a massage along with the room, you know, check and see if you booked that massage on your own at maybe an off-site spa, you might be able to find a better deal. Maybe get a couple's massage for the same amount they would charge for one massage at the hotel.
Cindy Richards, editor-in-chief, SheBuysTravel.com in Chicago. Thank you for joining us.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Nike has signed its first pickleball deal, partnering with one of the sport's young female phenoms as pickleball's explosive growth draws major brands. Joining us to discuss is Bob Phibb, CEO of the Retail Doctor in New York. And Bob, I'm guessing the challenge for Nike was sitting back and waiting for a pickleball star to emerge.
Well, that's true. And as much as people might say, oh, well, pickleball is, you know, so last year or something, it's still on the rise. It's the fastest growing individual sport in the U.S.
18-year-old Anna Lee Waters is the first partnership the apparel brand has reached with the star. 18 years old, she'll represent Nike in apparel and footwear across all competitions. And Nike is just one part of her brand partnership portfolio.
Well, that's right. She's got all kinds of deals with like Delta Airlines and Ulta Beauty, and she currently makes $2 million annually from the United Pickleball Association. That's kind of amazing. And I'm sure that this partnership with Nike is only going to fan that, right?
Especially since if you had this conversation in 2019, when Anna Lee Waters was in grade school, and say one day there's going to be a sport called pickleball and you're going to make millions representing it, that just would have been an odd conversation to have.
Oh my gosh, that's so true. I mean, she has like 181 gold medals and 39 career triple crowns. I mean, it's like, what was she playing when she was five and learning the game? I mean, I know for all the boomers listening out there, pickleball is a little bit tougher game than you think it will be.
No, I could tell you, you know, firsthand, because we the lobby of the Prudential Building was turned into a pickleball court last year, and you could see people playing pickleball right in front of everybody walking into the building, and they were competing hard, including some older players who were definitely huffing and puffing but bringing their A game.
Yeah, well, the courts and clubs are still expanding, and the equipment business is still expanding. And, you know, they're going through and finding that this is going to be the new tennis. It's kind of moving from that buzzy kind of of a sport to now it's kind of becoming mainstream. And that's going to be interesting as new clubs come in. And they won't all work out, of course, but it attracts a lot of first-timers. So, you know, not everybody sticks. So the key is getting that, keeping that momentum up for Nike. And let's face it, Nike has been figuring out more and more that they need brick-and-mortar stores and they need to have a new youthful audience. And this seems like a great partnership.
Bob Phibb, CEO of The Retail Doctor in New York, thank you for joining us today.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.